Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Well, this incident is perhaps the biggest single atrocity committed by Israel in Gaza. Now, obviously, sometimes there have been days when hundreds of civilians have been killed, but this might be the biggest one where just one building. So far, 54 civilians murdered, most of them children, where Israel deliberately attacked a school. So firing rockets into a school. And the death toll may yet go up, because some of the wounded will succumb to their wounds. Why will they succumb to their wounds? Sometimes because Israel has deliberately cut off medicines, medical instruments, which could have saved the lives of these children. Wow. So is this a new low, even for Israel? And then the other day, Netanyahu had the nerve to say that those who call for restraint were on the side of baby killers. Who's the baby killer? Murderers. This is willful murder by the Netanyahu administration. Imagine if it were the other way around. Imagine if Hamas had targeted an Israeli school and deliberately murdered that many Israeli children. Obviously, people would have been furious. I would have been furious. It would have been sickening. And I know Hamas did this kind of thing on the 7th of October. It wasn't a school specifically, but went out of their way to murder civilians. So it's not acceptable, no matter who the perpetrator is, no matter who the victim is. That's got to be clear. Goodness. And the Israeli so-called defense force trotted out the old lie that this was a Hamas and Islamic Jihad command and control center. Every single school, every single hospital, every single clinic. Well, Hamas isn't that big. Now, why would I believe the government of Israel and the IDF when they have lied and lied and lied, so-called, oh, it's human shields. But the human shields never, ever work, do they? And I've been telling this lie for decades. If it really was a command center of the enemies, they could have attacked it in the middle of the night when the school children weren't there. But no, they did it in the school day for the express purpose of maximizing casualties amongst children. It is a crime which should horrify the world. This ought to be the front page item on every newspaper in the world. You know, news channels should lead with this one. Western governments should be sickened, should be summoning the Israeli ambassador. And there are obviously some Western governments who are good on this one. There are politicians who are decent, even the United States. But mostly, no, it's all Hamas's fault. And then blaming the Palestinian victims of being Palestinian in the first place, and so on. Wow. And you know, as even a former director of Mossad has said, Netanyahu is deliberately prolonging this war to extend his period in office because he's afraid of facing justice at the hands of his own people and being sent to prison for his huge scale corruption. So again and again and again, just appalling crimes committed. You know, why would I believe the Israeli government when they've lied and lied and lied about aid, and the United Nations say, you know, you're deliberately cutting off aid, you've allowed in a trickle of aid. There are so many more lies that the Israeli government has been proven to have told over the Gaza war, as well as down the decades. They don't tell the truth about their nuclear arms status. They lied and claimed they didn't have nuclear weapons. We know they did. Go back to early in the war, the Al-Ahli Arab hospital explosion, when the Israelis claimed this was due to a misfired Palestinian rocket. But forensic tests proved that to be a lie, and so on. Or the Al-Rantisi Children's Hospital. The IDF said that Hamas was using it for military purposes. And it gives a document as evidence of that, but the document suggested nothing of the kind. It was simply a calendar. So even the Israeli government admitted that that was a lie. The Israelis have lied and lied and lied about the use of white phosphorus, which is against international law. And they've been proven by the Washington Post, by the Human Rights Organization, to deliberately use white phosphorus. Al-Shifa Hospital accusations. They said, surprise, surprise, it was a Hamas command center in a hospital where the Israelis deliberately murdered helpless, defenseless civilians. Okay, and there's no evidence of that whatsoever, and so on. Okay, or that the United Nations RWA staff, that they took part in the Hamas attacks. Anyway, so there was an independent investigation carried out by the French foreign minister, France, a country friendly with Israel, sells weapons to Israel. And the French foreign minister said there was not a shred of evidence to support that. and so on. So they claim that Hamas is diverting aid and things like that. And again, the United Nations agencies, even the United States government, said there is no evidence that is true. That is a lie. It's completely baseless. It's just another excuse to starve people to death. Okay, the Flower Massacre in 2024, when civilians were killed whilst trying to collect food to keep themselves alive. And the Israelis said there's nothing to do with us. But then the Israelis said, okay, well, actually, we did open fire. The Beitounia killings, this goes back years to 2014. The IDF lied and lied and lied and said that they didn't use live ammunition, but two kids just happened to die. And it's proved that they did use live rounds. So lie after lie after lie, unblushingly told. Who would possibly believe them? It's just an act of outright evil. It's totally barbaric. Yes, you could fight Hamas by civilized means. Okay, you're going to kill Hamas. Inevitably, you'll kill a few civilians, but it wouldn't be over 50,000. So again and again and again, the IDF has gone out of its way to murder civilians. And no, it's not in parallel the Holocaust. If the Israelis, if they wanted to annihilate the Palestinians, yes, they could have gone further. But that would be too much for even a segment of Israeli public opinion, perhaps too much for much of American public opinion, and so on. With the cameras of the world on you, there might be a limit to even what Netanyahu would do. Not for moral reasons, he obviously got no moral bottom line, but worried about the diplomatic backlash when they said, okay, we won't do this, and they'll always give their reason. It's not out of humanitarianism, it's because they think it doesn't play well on television. It might make it a bit more difficult to get the United States Congress to vote more money for them, or things like that. So these are war crimes, these are crimes against humanity. Make no mistake, obviously, Netanyahu and his grisly gang ought to be brought to justice for this. Okay, I wish this war had never started. I wish it would end now. And you can't have total justice. If you sometimes we say no justice, no peace. Well, actually, to get peace, often you have to forego justice. And evil people, guilty people like Netanyahu and some of his Hamas equivalents get away with it. And it's very, very sad. It leaves a very bitter taste in the mouth. There's so much evil. There's so much cruelty in the world, and cruelty is so often crowned with victor's laurels. Is rewarded. Wow, crime must not pay, but so often it does. Is a very, very unjust world, and I'm one of the very, very lucky ones. So it is heartrending to think about what happened to these Palestinian kids. Wow, and what would you do if you were a Palestinian? You wouldn't want to see your people massacred every single day, to suffer under the jackboot of illegal occupation and cruel oppression, to be humiliated, have your nose rubbed in the dirt every single day. There's a certain point at which people say they cannot take any more. Okay, let Israel exist. There are things to be said in praise of Israel, but Netanyahu is one of the worst things about that country. Thank you for watching my video. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecallahan792@gmail.com. Goodbye.